This is the John Kincaid Show.
It's a good time.
Spending Sunday mornings together. Always love it because we have good debate. We have good conversation.
Here's John Kincaid.
And welcome aboard the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Are you ready to have some fun today? I hope that you are, because I'm fired up for it, and I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. I have 37 different opinions. 37, like, different statements I wrote down while I was watching draft coverage. And in the course of 4 hours today, I will find a way to get all of those opinions out to you. Now, some of them are flat out stupid. Some of them are about the broadcast. Some of them are about picks that teams made. Some of them are about some of the nonsense that I've heard from analysts, things like that. So we're going to get to all of those, because here's one thing we're not going to do, though. And I've told you before, and as we start the show today, I like to make a public service announcement. I work in one of the laziest industries in America. I have one of the best jobs in America, being a talk show host. There are not many better jobs. I was talking to my buddy, Joshua Morrow, plays Nicholas Newman on The Young and the Restless the other day. He's watching the draft, I'm watching the draft, and he's telling me his breakdown of players and everything like that. This guy's a soap star who gets to, like, do love scenes with these, like, some of the hottest women on TV. And he wants to be an NFL intern with the Rams, and I'm trying to broker it. I've got one of the best jobs. He goes, man, your job is so awesome. You got such a great job. You have to go in and talk about the draft tomorrow. And all weekend long, here's my first little observation. All weekend long, here's what I hear on national sports radio, some local sports radio. Coming up on Monday, we'll have winners and losers from the NFL draft. Coming up Monday, listen in. We'll tell you who won and who lost in the NFL draft.
This is Taz.
And I'm the Moose. Winners and losers from the entire NFL draft.
We have it all tomorrow morning, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific.
Coincidence that just happened to be one of them. Let me tell you guys, false advertising from my industry. No one is going to tell you winners and losers tomorrow. No one.
This is the Moose.
And I am Taz. Winners
no
and
one
losers
knows.
From the
No one knows. No one knows anything today about winners and losers in the draft. I have heard idiotic overanalysis of things that people know nothing about. Know nothing about. And even haven't done basic research on. God forbid, nobody is going to tell you winners and losers in the draft tomorrow. And if they do, just sit there and roll your eyes. Well, I give that pick an A. I give it a B minus. I give that pick a C. If anyone's telling you that, just roll your eyes, because they don't know Jack. They don't know Jack. The picks have been made. And I would attest to you that in my industry, unless, and I give one area of the country a pass, and that is the American South, where I live, where college football is the tail that wags the dog. It really does. If you're not talking college football, if you're not getting into college football discussions, if you're not getting deep dives into college football, you are losing. In that area of the country, I had arguments the other night on Twitter with some of the Philly media. Oh, these people are on Twitter complaining about these picks. They've never seen these guys play. They know nothing about them. That is so ridiculous. Maybe in the Northeast, they haven't seen these guys play. Maybe in the Northeast, where college football is garbage. In the Northeast, from the Mid-Atlantic up, where college football is garbage for the most part. Mediocre at best. At best, mediocre. You have to go as far west as Happy Valley to find something in that would be considered the Northeast to be something that is not bad. And Penn State has done a great job, and people know their football in Happy Valley. Oh, winners and losers. We're going to tell you who won and who lost. Oh, my gosh. In my industry, please, to everybody, if you're going to mail in a tease, if you're going to mail in a tease, change the wording. Come up with some different way to say it. Because nobody knows who won and lost. Nobody. Now, what you can do is you can say on the line, here is my opinion of what you think a player is or a player isn't. I've got a list of them I'm going to get to today. And I'm going to get yours, too. Here is what I don't want. Little guidepost to the show today. And Anthony Piano is the boss off the air, so he's going to decide whether you ever get in the air or not. I do not want you well, what do you think about my, generic sports radio. What do you think about my Browns picks? JK? Hey, JK, what do you think about the Chargers? How do you think the Chargers did? Look, dude, you're the Charger fan. What I want you to do is you tell me. I will be glad to take an opinion that you've got, react to it. But here's what I will tell you. I have many, many times in my career been critical of a general manager. Many times. I'm going to tell you in the show today something that I've reiterated to you for years. So it's not a hot take. It's not a fresh opinion that I wouldn't hire Brett Brown to walk the Kincaid's new dog, Nikki Foles. Nikki Foles Kincaid. God, I love the dog. And I love you too, Nick. Hope you're listening down there in Jacksonville. I wouldn't hire to walk my dog in no stretch of the imagination, Brett Brown, the 76ers head coach. If I was running a team and I wanted them to lose 55, 60 games a year, and I wanted my young players to get sort of coached up on how to prepare themselves for a game, how do professionals go about their business, how to play with energy, don't get down on yourself, I would be glad to hire Brett Brown. But the minute, and I said this and I've said it to you over and over, the minute that I had a team that had expectations on their shoulders of having to win, I wouldn't hire Brett Brown to do the dog walking app. What's Olivia Munn, where she tells everybody, my dog pooped. I wouldn't hire Brett Brown to walk Nikki Foles, our dog. No, wouldn't do it. Brett Brown's teams so often come out with no clue. Like yesterday, no clue. At some point, do you want to have a plan for Kawhi Leonard? How many days did you have off to get ready to play Kawhi Leonard? Was it 4 days off, 4 complete days, and that was your plan? Completely unprepared, completely listless performance in game one. I said it on DA's show this week as I filled in. I doubted the Sixers, and I doubt Milwaukee. And Milwaukee might kick me right in the privates and make me look really dumb. But I'm still going to doubt them because of the respect that I have for the Celtics roster and for the fact that I believe you've got a guy there in Boston, in Brad Stevens, who can come up with a plan and has much more experience on his roster of understanding what it takes to win in the spring in the NBA. For God's sakes. As I watched the NFL draft, though, and congratulations to the Denver Nuggets last night, I watched around 8-9 minutes of it. We have second round series starting before first round series end. Welcome to the NBA. Gotta love it. As I watched the NFL draft, and as I hear all of the experts, and I'm talking about the people in my industry, you know, guys who watched a ton of football, college football, these guys, I hear this is worse. Honestly, NFL draft week is almost worse than getting ready for the NCAA tournament. you know, when nobody in the industry really watches much college basketball in depth, except for the biggest teams. Yet they then start to tell you about their sleeper teams and who they know. When you start to think, and I've criticized many a GM, when you start to think you know more than general managers, when you start behind a microphone to think, look, without knowing any data about what these guys are going to become, yeah, I know a lot more than him. That was just a terrible pick. Now, I've never seen the guy play, but I read on three websites that this player is a hell of a player. Or I read on two websites that this guy is a reach at 17. Or this guy was a really stretch at 4. Here's what I will tell you. You don't know more than general managers. You think you do, you don't. I'm going to pick the worst general manager in the NFL. You don't know a shot glass about this draft compared to that guy. And I'm talking the worst guy. The worst. You don't know background of players. You don't know what NFL security has told them about guys. You don't know what the team's private investigators have dug up on guys. And yes, imagine going to a job interview and they've done full background checks on you and your family. Yes. You want that kind of scrutiny? That's what they do to these players. That's what they know about them. You think you know, as Jim Maher would say, you think you know, but you just don't know. So feel free today to share with me your opinions. Not something you read on the internet, not something you know, because one of my biggest gripes today is going to be on Daniel Jones. And one of my biggest gripes is going to be on the Northeast media, who never watched Daniel Jones play a snap in college football unless it was by accident. Yet everybody is a Daniel Jones expert. They didn't watch any Raycom games before Raycom died. Rest in peace. They weren't watching Raycom football on Saturdays. In fact, from the opinions that I've heard this week on Daniel Jones and other players, they didn't watch any college football on Saturdays.